Welcome to the third space, where you paid for the whole seat, but all you'll need is the edge.
Okay, that's one thing we could do. All right. Do you want to get going?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's go.
Back to the third space.
Usually where we just talk about nonsense for a little bit, but I don't know if we're gonna
we'll do it. Neither of us said our names.
Didn't you say your name?
I might have.
Wait, did you say your name and I didn't say my name?
I don't know.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Jeremy.
Is this information you know? call us now.
I like our
call us right now.
Our sultry name tones.
You're the more sing
Hello,
song.
Hello, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Kevin.
Oh, yeah, sexy.
Yeah. Would you like to listen to me on the radio?
Yeah.
I need you stop. I'll talk about things.
Please stop. Everyone stopped listening already.
Sounds like I'm almost crying.
Yeah. Welcome to the third space, everybody. If your ears aren't bleeding, this is the place where we take two universes and smash them together, creating a third space.
Audio jokes on an audio format. It's better than physical jokes on an audio format.
That's true.
Just the sounds of flesh slapping together.
Ooh.
What?
Whatever you do, don't mime.
I'm doing it. I'm doing the miming. And now I'm voguing.
Are you voguing?
I don't know.
I don't think that's what voguing is, Kevin.
I'm just going to slowly wave my
Zoidberg
hands.
Zoidberg arms are not voguing. So, Kevin, what is the topic for today?
The topic for today is politics in Final Fantasy.
Right.
Now, you came up with this.
I did.
So why don't you talk about it?
Right. So I'm sure everyone right now is being like, ugh, politics. But hear me.
They've talked about politics
all the time.
Pokemon politics.
Hear me out. Specifically, the American politics system, the election system specifically, I think would make a great plot to a Final Fantasy game.
Now, do you mean a great plot of the Final Fantasy game as in, the heroes are battling?
Okay, think of a Final Fantasy game.
Yes.
All the tropes that are in a Final Fantasy game.
My, that's spiky hair.
Yes. So, there's
weapons are too big for you.
There's random encounters.
Why are there children around?
There's belts everywhere. There's summons.
So many belts.
So many belts.
You got belts on belts.
There's some crystals.
Sometimes the belts don't even do anything.
No, I just think...
There's belts on crystals.
I think it's a great idea. Actually. And think about this. I'm just going to give you, a general idea of what American politics actually is narratively.
Okay.
Okay, so in the beginning, there's two different factions.
Okay.
Right? But for some reason, those factions are all broken up into warring neighborhoods. Where they must compete against each other using politics, only speech and slander.
And Blazega?
And Blazega.
Yeah.
to consolidate their power and then do battle with the other nation to unite the continent.
Okay. And then there's that third small nation. And
exactly. Exactly. Well, I
don't really want to be in either one of these nations right now. I might do something to help one of them eventually.
No. Currently. This is what I think. I think if you're the player, you're not part of either of those parties.
You're
like an independent or a mercenary or something.
Just walking the landscape, doing debates.
I think being a mercenary is better because then you're like the electorate.
Wait,
and they're trying to curry your favor all the time?
In this game that you're coming up with, you're not playing one of the nominees. You're playing a voter?
Yes. No, you have to because the nominees have to be the NPCs. I'll put it in context for this election, okay?
Okay.
So you had Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Yep, Donald Trump. Ted Cruz.
Do you really know? Man, this is gonna be coming out, and he's not even. It's just. I think at this point, it's just like Trump and Clinton.
Yeah, I know, but before. Yeah, like,
all right. So we're gonna take it back a little bit.
Yeah, you had like Rubio. Cruz and Trump, and then you had Clinton and Bernie Sanders, basically on the other side. There wasn't really a big third push.
I don't think so. No.
Yeah, in that side, even Rubio's kind of off to the side of Rubio. President Rubio. Rubio. So basically, at the start of the game, you have all these different factions, and you get hired by one as a mercenary.
Okay.
Right? Because you're, I guess in this case, you're a lobbyist, technically. But but basically, you go through, and then I would say probably,
yeah,
for the, if we were running off of this election particularly, you would have to be supporting Bernie Sanders just because of the narrative he represented as going through the election.
His narrative is more of like a video game narrative.
Exactly. It's like the underdog.
The underdog.
He's fighting for the rights of people and wants to make things hunky-dory.
Yeah.
So in this case, he would be like Bernie Sanders, and eventually you get to the point, but oh no, Bernie lost, and then you're like, what do I do? It's like a huge betrayal, which is always in a Final Fantasy game. It's like, everything you thought was wrong.
That's the end of Disc 1.
Yeah, that's the end of Disc 1.
The end of Disc 1 is the Democratic National Convention?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thrilling.
But see, all this time, you've been fighting only sort of bad people.
Yeah.
From your perspective, and then all of a sudden, the real villain shows up.
who is
Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Hashtag Trumpet. No.
Donald Trump comes in with his trumpet.
With his trumpet.
All his trumpets.
And then all of a sudden, you have this person with a completely different ideology, and there's conflict there. And, you know, at the end, you still fight like a headless flying angel or something.
when Donald Trump ascends to his true form as a headless angel.
Exactly. That's every Final Fantasy, right?
With like seven wings.
Exactly.
One straight out of the front of his head.
Yeah, it's a uniwing.
It's not head, sorry.
It's a uniwing.
His stump.
The stump. His head is a wing stump.
So he's got six wings.
Yeah.
And then a wing coming out of his head stump.
Yes.
All right. But, that sounds about right. This sounds about Final Fantasy.
Yeah. So that's like a very general synopsis of a Final Fantasy game using American politics as a skeleton.
Okay. So just to be clear, so you start out as just a voter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, well, I mean, you're a citizen and you've been like drafted into a militia or something.
You're part of the nation of Votalia.
Yeah, Votalia.
Where all of the
neighboring state of Democracy.
All right. And then as you play along in the game,
yeah,
you somehow ascend to being a little bit more active in this war, because there's a war
it's always a war.
Yeah, it's a war. You become I don't know what the next level up that'd be. You'd be a volunteer at that point.
Here's the thing. You start out as a voter,
yeah,
and eventually your group of people, so your party in Final Fantasy, not to be confused with the political party.
Yeah, no, it's very, very different.
Becomes a subgroup that people have to curry the favor of because they hold too much power in the polling stations.
Okay. Okay.
But I don't want to, like, really what it is, I think it has to have all the same Final Fantasy mechanics. So really it's in the beginning, it's like Bernie Sanders is like, okay, we have to strengthen our nation. So I want you to go to this forest and kill a giant spider and activate the crystal.
Okay, so Bernie Sanders
yes,
is your main character. We should come up with a name for this main character. All right, we're pitching
no,
this Bernie, game.
Bernie,
we're pitching this game
Bernie
to Square
Sanders
Enix.
Is not the main character.
No. I know.
Yeah.
But Bernie Sanders is like the best friend of your, like they grew up together in the same village.
Yeah.
So what is the name of your main? We're pitching this to Square Enix.
Listen up, Square.
Right now. Square Enix, we know you're listening.
Avid listener, Square
Avid
Enix.
Listener, Square. The entire
company.
Concept of Square Enix. Where they just pump
every
us out.
Every past, future, and present employee.
All at the same
all
time.
All at the same time.
All right, what is the name of the hero of this story? Like, you know, all the Final Fantasy stories have very strong heroes. You have Lightning, you have Tidus, you have Cloud.
Start
with Lightning for some reason.
Well, the last game was Lightning. yeah, as the main
Lightning had like two games. Or no, well, Lightning
had
it was like Lightning, it was Lightning, her sister, and
Sarah.
Then Lightning again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were three games.
Wait,
of the,
what kind of family has, this is my daughter Lightning, this is my daughter Sarah? I was like, well, that one really got screwed over. You well, name your first daughter Lightning?
Yeah. Bam.
Bam.
Go away.
With the next
go
one.
Go away, Todd.
Sarah.
Sarah. Sarah.
Sarah.
It's a fantasy name now. You're a knight.
Also a knight. Could be a fantasy knight.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the name of our main character?
I like Cyrus.
Cyrus.
Yeah.
So it's spelled with an S-Y-R-Y-S.
No, there's a soft C at the end.
Okay, so it's S-Y-R-Y-C?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to write that down. Forget it.
And people are going to mispronounce it as like Cyric.
Cyric
or something.
No, Cyrus.
Cyrus.
S-Y-R-Y-C.
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
How do you spell it? Yeah.
Okay, so Bernie Sanders is Cyrus's like childhood friend.
I think
who aged much more rapidly than he did.
He's the village elder.
when these ones, it's always like we like because you have that pre-credit scene when like we were friends.
No. Here's the thing. He's your village elder.
Yeah,
you're close with him.
Yeah,
maybe Bernie Sanders is your father.
Okay.
So you're Cyrus Sanders.
And in this world, once again, Sanders is spelled C-A.
No, it's spelled regularly.
Aw, damn it. Can it still have a soft C at the end?
Yes, it can have a soft C.
Okay, so S-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Soft C is running the family.
S-A-N-D-E-R-S-C.
C.
So it's Sanders.
Sandersk.
So Cyrus Sander.
Yeah, and then you do have a friend.
Yes.
But they're in your party to begin with.
Okay. They're the spellcaster.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sure. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the thing with the games that like...
Oh, this Final Fantasy definitely has a job system.
Oh, so... Yeah. But the jobs are like, you are social media.
Yeah. No, it's not that. I was thinking more like...
Social media is the spellcaster, though.
Yeah, sure. That can be the... Sure.
You okay. You drive the car.
Beep beep. No, because there has to be Bulzaga in it still. The only thing we're taking is American politics.
Okay, so they have chocobos.
Yeah, they have chocobos.
So they all run around on chocobos.
Yeah, and like you have a friend. Let's say this friend's name is Sierra. Soft C at the beginning.
And in the middle, just randomly.
No. That would be a silent C, and there are none of those. There is a silent H, though.
So it's C-I-E-H-R-R-A,
yeah.
Sierra.
And we'll say Sierra is the daughter of the hunter of the village.
Clearly. Yeah. Yeah.
And so accompanies you on your trek into the forest.
Because your father, Bernie.
Yeah. Well, he knows that the evil guardian spider of the forest is guarding a mighty crystal, magic crystal, that will help him because Final Fantasy and crystals.
Yeah. And that magic crystal is needed so he can, because this will be right at the beginning, so he can start his campaign?
Yeah, his campaign.
Yeah, his campaign. He needs that crystal first.
Yeah.
To go to the forest.
Well, you can't campaign unless you have a crystal.
Yeah, that's the way
it's important for his nomination.
In both the Final Fantasy and the real world.
And yeah, you need a crystal.
Yeah, that's how American politics works.
You thought
right?
You just had to be born an American? No, you gotta find a magic crystal. So like that's opening dungeon.
Yeah, no, that makes
sense.
That's
opening dungeon. And probably in the forest, you meet some sort of like weird animal human hybrid that becomes part of your party.
Ted Cruz.
No. He hasn't come into it yet.
No, but yeah, you always have to like meet someone who becomes a villain later. So yeah, they meet Ted Cruz in the forest.
Oh, I was thinking about another party member, but okay.
Well, no, they meet a party member as well. A lot of things happen right at the beginning of the
game.
Think of Final Fantasy VII. In the beginning of the game, you meet every single person that appears in the game.
Oh, I know who becomes your party.
Who?
Party member. It's great. It's Al Gore. It's Al Gore. He's in the forest trying to make sure it's all good.
Just run around being like, how you doing, trees?
Yeah, he's a crazy like druid person in the Final Fantasy.
I'm really close with Futurama.
I wish people could see your hands when you talk like Al Gore, because it's glorious.
Wait, could Al Gore be Algar from Futurama, so he's actually head in a jar?
No.
Come on, head in a jar on the back of a wolf.
Okay. Head on a jar, but has a wolf's body.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Algar the wolf. Did you check out my wolf body? This isn't the sound Al Gore makes.
No, it's not.
I'm not even
You're
saying Al
way
Gore.
Closer to Richard Nixon. I am not a crook. Also, this tree smells fantastic.
just Richard Nixon in a tree as a dryad.
Except it's not. It's Al Gore.
It's Al Gore.
Yeah. It's either that or it's Bill Clinton.
So Al Gore is some sort of druid.
Yeah.
With a head in a jar on a wolf's body.
You've decided as such, yes.
Yes. Also, he has a silent H in his name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, at the very beginning of his name, Al Gore.
So his name's spelled Hal Gore.
Actually, his name is spelled Hal Gore. He has a silent H after the G in Gore as
no,
well.
No, yeah, that's where I was thinking. That would be the logical place to put it, but you put it right at the beginning, so his name's Al.
Well, none of our other ones have been logical.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got me right there.
No, you're right. You do meet Ted Cruz and his party. They are also trying to find the crystal. It's a race to the crystal.
Yes. Yes. All right. So you're racing with Ted Cruz to the crystal.
Yeah. And he seems like a pretty big dink to you because obviously you're a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz is from... Here's the confusing.
He's Republican.
No, he's confusing me, Ted Cruz, though. Why are you in Calgary talking? Like, he's from Calgary or something.
No, he's not. Really? No, you can't become president unless you're born in America.
What is the connection of Ted Cruz with Calgary?
I don't know.
There's some connection with Ted Cruz and
oil,
Calgary.
Maybe?
Maybe oil.
It's probably oil.
Because I know you have to be born in the States.
In America.
To be an American president.
Yeah.
That's what I was so confused about. Ted, but there's some connection, I swear, between Ted Cruz and...
Well, maybe we should have done research.
We don't do research.
No, we don't.
We haven't played any Final Fantasy games.
Yeah.
This is all from osmosis knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've played them. I've just never finished one. It takes so long.
It takes a long time. Actually, no, I guess I did play the one with...
Wait, I finished Final Fantasy Tactics.
Nice.
Not the Wait, PlayStation the, one, the Game Boy Advance one.
Is that the sad one with the kids who go to another dimension and like one of them is in a wheelchair but he's not in a wheelchair in the other dimension?
Yes, that's the one.
That's pretty shitty. They're like, we want to go back to our world. And he's like, but in this world I can walk and I'm awesome. Like, yeah. No, it's not our world.
In this world I can do crazy shit with magic.
Yeah, and they're like, no, we got to go home.
They're like, our responsibilities are calling us. What 13-year-old kid is like, my responsibilities require me to go back to the real world?
I got to do school.
It's not even like they miss their family because their family's there just in the fantasy way.
Your family's there just in the fantasy way.
That's, yeah.
You have the cross stitched on something. All right. So you have your dungeon. You meet a few more of your party members.
Right. And then you get to go and declare your candidacy for nomination.
Yeah. And the amazing thing is that, like, as you go on more and more adventures.
That's the first hub.
As you go on more and more adventures, you start meeting, like, a whole bunch of celebrities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and, like... You know, somebody's having a debate, but you have to, like, keep people from trying to assassinate the person who's, like, in a debate.
Oh, no, assassinations are so much more common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Final Fantasy. All the time. So you have to, like, walk around and be like, oh, no, that person's gonna... And, like, debates are actually, like, fights.
Oh, yeah, no, clearly, yeah. No, no, yeah. No. Bernie Sanders has to fight with LGBTQ's debating.
But there would be a secret summon in this Final Fantasy game. The secret summon would be called Electorate.
Okay.
And it would just fall down from the sky, raining votes on people.
The best part will be when Hillary Clinton summons Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And he just, like, rises up from the ground.
Playing saxophone.
That was amazing summon ever.
Yeah.
Just a giant Bill Clinton.
But here's the thing. Every dungeon,
not wearing a shirt.
Every dungeon is all about, like, going out to a particular area of the world and solving that area's problem.
So that they'll vote for Bernie Sanders. Yeah.
And then eventually you get to the point, but guess what? Bernie loses.
Yeah, and Hillary Clinton.
He loses, and Hillary Clinton wins. So all of a sudden you're in limbo. Right?
Yeah.
End of disc one.
We can go to commercial.
Yeah, well, do we? Is it
yeah,
time
for commercial?
Is it time for commercial?
Let's go to commercial. End of disc one. Commercial.
Okay. Today's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by Willful Ignorance. What's that? You wanted me to learn something? Too bad. Don't want to listen to it.
You're saying things, but I don't know what they are.
There's a fact there, but I'm not paying attention to it.
I'm going to go to McDonald's. Some of them have unlimited fries now. I'm going to eat them and put them in my mouth. What were you saying?
Oh,
I don't care.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you over my bias that I'm ignoring.
This is my ignorance song. It's a jingle for ignorance.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and we take disc one out, and we put disc two in, and it has to load.
All right, let's sit. All right, we gotta wait for it to load.
Ba-ding!
Yeah!
Yay!
Disc two.
Yeah. So disc two, what's gonna happen?
Well, I think because that's the way these games ran, also so the way that's actually working, you're gonna spend a little bit of time, and you're gonna do like a
don't give up on Bernie.
Yeah, you're still trying so hard, yeah. Even though at this point it's a losing battle.
Yeah, and you know what happens at the end of this? You trying? Bernie sacrifices himself for you.
Well, yeah, no, he
has to
he sacrifices himself for Hillary.
Yeah.
By the way, how is Hillary spelled? I assume it's like four L's.
Oh no, I was just thinking like a couple L's interspersed. Yeah, like Hillalurilal.
Yeah, Hillalurilal.
Hillalurilal.
Hillalurilal. He's just all tongue movement.
Also, apparently is a horse person.
yeah, sure.
Hello.
Hillalurilal Clinton. Clinton is just Clinton. Hillalurilal Clinton is a centaur.
But people will think it's a soft C, so they'll be like... Slinton.
So it's Hillalurilal Slinton.
Yeah.
But that's wrong. Is Hillalurilal
Clinton.
Yeah, every time I say it. Hillalurilal Clinton.
Everybody say it with us. Hillalurilal.
Don't forget to get the Y in there. Hillalurilal. It's a centaur.
Yes.
She's a centaur.
She's a centaur. Leading the horse
porn. But it's like human head, centaur body, and then human legs again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works, but
you got to put a twist on it.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah,
and has wings,
and
but
wings.
They're too small to fly. Like, yeah, they're just there for aesthetics.
So after you get through disc two a little bit further, yeah, Bernie Sanders sacrifices himself to save Hillary.
Yeah, but you don't join Hillary right away.
No.
So here's what happens: you go back to your village.
Yeah,
but guess what? Ted Cruz is there. Ted Cruz is there. He's taking over your village.
He's back. he endorsed the dark wizard Donald Trump.
Actually, he didn't endorse him in the election, so
he didn't
do that. No.
Okay.
You're
right. He
there's
did.
A big deal.
Oh,
yeah. Non-endorsement.
No, Ted Cruz.
No. He's come and he's taken over your village because guess what? His country has been taken over by someone even worse than him.
Oh, yeah. No, that's better. That's better. Yeah. So his country's been taken over by the dark wizard.
Trump.
Trump.
Hashtag Trumpet.
Trumpet. Okay, so it's not Trump, it's Trump.
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 That's it, Trump. So the dark wizard Trump.
It's spelled the same as Trump, by the way.
Yeah, it's just pronounced Trump.
Trump, yeah.
So the dark wizard Trump has taken over Ted Cruz's...
Yeah.
He's also just Ted
his
Cruz.
Village.
It's just Ted Cruz.
Yeah, he's just Ted Cruz.
No special spelling. It's just Ted Cruz.
Okay, his name is spelled C-R-U-Z. That's a weird spelling already.
Fair enough, yeah. Yeah, all right. So, Ted Cruz's country, his country,
yeah.
has been taken over by the evil wizard, so he's now
yeah.
come to try to...
Well, he's liberated your village so that the people of his village can be safe.
Yeah.
But... Unfortunately, you kill him, and you only learn that his noble aspirations while he's dying in your arms.
So you're just like, oh, God, it's him! Then you kill him.
Yeah. Well, first you have to, like, go through a bunch
did
of,
we
like,
decide that he
innocent
was,
villagers.
Do we decide that he was anything, or is he just going to be a man in a suit? I like it that he's just Ted Cruz.
Yeah, just Ted Cruz.
There's nothing special about him. He's just Ted Cruz.
Well, he's a thief.
He's a thief.
That's his class, thief.
Yeah, he's got a thief class.
He's got to be able to fundraise, Kevin.
He wears a suit.
Yeah.
Where's the suit?
All thieves wear suits. Of a sort.
Yeah, fair enough.
By the way, we missed a golden opportunity, so I'm going to go back. Right. He dies in your arms. I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something you said.
Or possibly your sword.
Steal my one weakness.
Oh, my one weakness. Stabbing anywhere on my body.
Yeah, so that opens you up to the idea of the threat. You don't feel bad about killing Cruz because he was a dink and he took over your village.
No one's too broken up about Cruz, actually, you find.
Yeah, well, in Final Fantasy, no, they wouldn't be.
Okay. So and at that moment, I guess maybe there's a small time skip.
Yeah, it's probably a small time skip. I mean, it's probably like a year.
Yeah, and I mean at that point, so your party is sort of split up a little bit.
Yeah, because obviously you have to. Well, I mean it's a job system, yeah. But
and then you just keep on hearing all these terrible things.
No.
About he does something else.
Trim comes to you.
What? Okay.
He comes, but he doesn't come like it's not Troomp himself. It's one of his dark generals.
Yeah.
It's Carson.
Carson?
Yeah.
Okay. Ben Carson?
Yes.
Okay.
And he comes in. Okay. He comes and he's like, ah, yes, this village should join our empire.
Is Ben Carson who we think he is?
I don't know.
I feel like he's a different person.
Maybe. Carson.
We don't know a lot about this.
Nope. Should have did research.
I was just bullshitting.
Yeah.
Of all the things we should have researched.
Whatever. Fine, it's Rubio.
Okay, Rubio. Sure, Rubio comes in.
Yeah, Rubio comes in, but it's not like a physical assault. He like comes in and he starts converting people to like join the other nation, right?
Every time I hear Rubio, I think of like,
Rubio!
Hey, I'm Rubio! I'm here to teach you about the Dark Wizard Trumph.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I'm Rubio.
Yeah, that's exactly what the VO would be.
And I'm
actually, it would probably be more like this because it's a Final Fantasy game. Let's see.
Hello. I'm here to introduce you to the good word of Trumph. Please, join me to my temple and I will teach you all about the glorious, glorious power of our nation.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. Yeah. I mean, it's not as fun as my bombastic.
That's true. Unfortunately.
New
unfortunately,
Yorker.
Final Fantasy.
Wait. Just very quickly. Well, we're talking about fantasy things with accents.
Yes.
This is a complete digression to another thing. But I heard some people talking about the fact that, like, for some reason, dwarves are always, like, Scottish.
Yeah, they are always Scottish.
And so their solution to it was that instead all dwarves are from Jersey.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hey, let's get some materials out of the earth.
I got a forge, and I'm gonna forge in it. You know what I'm saying?
Where are the dwarf bitches at?
That's horrible.
They take off
their
shirts.
That's way worse. That's way worse than Scottish. Because there are different types of Scottish. There's only one type of jersey.
Only one type of jersey.
Only one type of jersey.
Okay.
Great.
Can there be a Jersey dwarf?
No. There's no Jersey dwarf.
No Jersey dwarf?
Man, maybe you kill some. Maybe it's a monster.
Jersey dwarves.
Yeah, Jersey dwarves. Like Jersey devils.
Who you gonna vote for?
Make sure you vote for Trump.
Every time we say his name, he gets more powerful.
Yeah, just like Beetlejuice.
Well, just like actual Trump.
Yeah, just like actual Trump.
Every time you say his name, he gets more powerful.
Hashtag Trumpet.
Hashtag Trumpet.
Yeah, so I think they come to you, and then your village, I think a bunch of people do join. Because it seems like a good deal.
Or no. Actually, I think what happens is they join because they're so upset that Bernie was sacrificed.
Yeah.
They're like, fine, burn the entire place down.
Exactly, feel the burn.
You'll see what happens.
You'll see what happens when we don't win.
Yeah.
Destroy the country. We'll vote for that person.
That shows you.
If our candidate doesn't get to win, no one does.
Just lighting off fireworks into the sky.
Yep. Crazy eyes. But I think...
Of course, you refuse and you're...
I think you go with.
For a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. I think you go with, but you know, everyone is actually just enslaved and put in a mine somewhere.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's Final Fantasy, so you get put in a mine somewhere as a prisoner. And then...
The big thing that has to be is the Dark Wizard just has to constantly keep saying dumb stuff.
I think while you're escaping the mine, there's a recording that's just that. he's just saying stuff. He's like, you know, I really think that if we could just keep the Jersey Dwarves out, they're not sending their doctors and lawyers.
No, wait. What if it is that you play? And
hey, I love children. I love babies. And then there's a baby crying on the recording. He's like, get that baby out of here.
What if there's just...
I know what you're saying. But let me just... Can you just listen to me? Just a little bit. Just listen. Just come a little close. You're stupid. Okay, I said it. It's out there.
At what point does he threaten Hillary Clinton with arrows? The second amendment right for all people to have. Actually, no, they do have guns in Final Fantasy.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
This can be one of the...
They literally just have guns.
They just have guns.
Just guns.
I believe every child, every man, every woman should carry a gun and shoot their enemies with it.
If Hillary Clinton thinks she's going to win, well, maybe people should express their... I guess it would still be Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
sure.
Just say
Final Fantasy, yeah. Second.
Yes, Final Fantasy.
They're Final Fantasy,
and
Second
you know what?
Fantasy
You know how
rights.
You actually get out? Hillary breaks you out. She breaks you out, and she's like, you know what? I've been thinking about what Sanders
she
said.
She uses her ultimate summon of Bill Clinton doing Careless Whisper.
So I'm never gonna dance again the way I dance with you.
It's just like he was gay, and he's banished from that point.
He's
banished. back to his tower.
Yeah, back to his tower.
His Trump Tower. His Trump Tower.
Well, his trumpet tower.
His trumpet tower.
Yeah, he can't handle the saxophone. It's too great for his trumpet.
He literally has a trumpet tower.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, obviously he does.
Yeah, yeah.
The evil villain always has a tower.
And it just looks like Trump Tower with like some spikes on the top.
Yeah. Well, and like lightning going between them. But no, she breaks you out and then she's like, you know what? No, some of the things that Bernie was saying made sense to me. I've changed some of my policies to reflect him and his noble sacrifice. And you're like, no, now I can get behind this.
Yeah. In fact, that's the only reason that he did save my life is because I agreed to that. Oh. You didn't see it, but it's a moment where he was like, all right, look, you got to have more affordable education.
We got to raise the minimum wage.
And then I'll jump in front of this arrow for you.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. It's when it flashes back.
By the way, it was totally like a silver magic arrow, so he couldn't be like Phoenix Downed.
No, no, no. Aerith dead.
Yeah, he was Aerith dead.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't like all the other kind of deaths.
Just Aerith dead.
He was Aerith dead.
Specifically Aerith, like sword through through the back and then drifts off into water.
Trumph came in with a very long sword and stabbed Bernie Sanders.
No, it wasn't Trumph. It was one of his minions. It was a shadow beast.
Oh, yeah. No, a shadow beast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Donald Trump has shadow beasts.
Shadow beasts.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Donald Trump has shadow beasts.
Donald Trump does.
Well, and so does Donald Trump.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
No, he has shadow.
That's terrifying.
You don't see them. When you watch him on TV, they're just over his shoulder, always there on the corner of your eye.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not just fuzz on the edge of the screen?
No, no.
Shadow beasts.
No,
okay.
Donald Trump has shadow beasts.
Okay.
I don't want you to think I'm joking here. Donald Trump has shadow beasts. Like, this is serious. Donald Trump has shadow beasts.
This may not be the platform for you to espouse your serious message.
I know, but sometimes you just got to get real facts out. And that fact
sometimes
is
sometimes you just got to get political.
And that fact is that Donald Trump has shadow beasts.
Okay.
That do his bidding.
And plagiarize speeches.
And plagiarize speeches for his wife.
And daughter.
And daughter.
Yeah.
All right. So at this point, now you're on Hillary Clinton's side.
Well,
sorry.
Hillary. Why did we choose that name?
I love it.
Yeah, and now it's a straight up clashing.
Yes.
Like at this point, you probably get an airship.
Yeah, you always get an airship.
Well, you
meet
Sid and you get an airship.
Yeah.
Sid is the campaign manager for Hillary.
Yeah.
And you fly into Trumpet's territory to try and stop his evil shadows, beasts.
And that's when you discover...
And that's when your airship gets shot down. Well, by the way, did you know there's a Final Fantasy game where you have like 6 different airships and they keep on getting shot down?
No, I didn't. That's awesome.
Yeah. I found this out recently and I was like, I kind of want to play this game just to be like, ah, again?
Don't worry, we got you a new one. Don't get this one shot down. It's destroyed.
It's like, really, writers? You couldn't have, like, come up with some other reason?
It'd be even better if the ship just kept getting fixed.
No, they keep on getting a better ship.
Yeah, no, if it's just like, all right, we fixed the ship. Oh, it's shot down again.
Oh, man.
Instead of being like, here's a new one.
I just paid for that. Meanwhile, Tom Nook's around the corner.
Oh, so no, good. It's still on lease.
I was 2 days from retirement.
Okay. Well, because at this
point... By the way, sidebar. Yep. On the way here, I heard a commercial for a Lethal Weapon TV series.
Oh, no. Yeah, there is. Yeah.
That is the worst idea I have ever heard.
Well,
actually, no. That's not true. By the way, there's a guy in Hollywood. I've named him Bad Idea Guy.
Yeah.
And this is the same guy who came up with the Lethal Weapon series. He's like... They're in a boardroom. They're like, I don't know what to do. And he's like, I have a great idea, you guys. Let's do Jumanji in space. We'll name it Zathura. It'll be great. Same guy who's like, you know what? We did like 5 movies. We should do a TV series, but reboot the whole thing.
Remember when we ended Pirates of the Caribbean? What if
there was another
one? We didn't.
One? Yeah, what if there was another Pirates of the Caribbean?
And then let's do another one.
Yeah, that's all one guy. That's one guy in my mind.
I just keep on getting in
every boardroom.
He's very spry.
Yeah.
He just comes in through the window.
And here's the worst part. People are like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I think that'll work. I think that'll probably work. Thanks, Jason. My apologies to every other Jason out there.
But what you didn't hear is that Jason had a silent H in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason.
Jason. With an H.
The H is for hate.
No, wait. How would his name actually just spelled with an H at the beginning, but it's like reverse Spanish?
No, because...
So you pronounce the H like a J.
Oh, well, I guess. But that people will read that and they'll think Haitian, and then that's racist. So, no.
That's not how you spell Haitian.
Yeah, but people mispronounce things
all
the time.
Also, that would be spelled Haitian.
That's true.
I mean, pronounce Haitian. So it would be offensive to people who pronounce that word wrong.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm all right with it.
You over it?
Yeah. Good?
Okay. So back to the game. So you get your airship.
Yeah. And you go into Trumpet's territory.
Well, at this point, you're
shot down by Rubio.
And at this point, though, once you're shot down and you land there, you're like, oh, no, we're in enemy territory. But you find that there are some of people who are in Trumpet's country.
Well, there's a resistance.
Yeah, and they are resisting Trumpf.
In the name of Cruz.
No, they're willing for Hillary.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hillary.
But
yeah. Hello. But they can't get to Hillary.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Trump has built a giant wall.
Also, they can't cross the aisle.
Yeah.
Wait, no, crossing the floor is the Canadian thing.
Yeah.
I don't think the Americans have crossing the
floor. No, they don't. They don't have that thing. Although, maybe now they will.
Maybe now they will.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the big climactic battle.
Well, I mean, first you have to get back.
Get another airship.
Well, you have to get back to your side. But the reason why you're shot down is because the wall is filled with, like, magic cannons. So first you got to get to that wall and take it down from the inside. And I'm running away from the explosions.
So we didn't point this out, but that wall, Trumpf was kept on saying, yeah, the Jersey Dwarfs will pay for the wall.
Exactly.
The Jersey Dwarfs did not pay for that wall.
They did not pay for that wall.
They did not pay for that wall.
Nope.
No.
No, they didn't. It was the taxpayers.
Yeah. Yeah, the taxpayer paid for the wall. And yep. Jersey dwarfs were like, hey, we don't care.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so then you destroy the wall.
Yes.
You get an airship. Yeah. You report back. You combine.
Wait. Your airships get shot down.
No.
You get another airship.
This isn't that Final Fantasy.
And then you touch that airship and it falls apart.
No.
You get another airship.
I hate you. You're ruining this game.
Ruining or making better?
I don't know. Whose side are you on, Kevin? Whose side? You get back. Then you convince the Resistance to join up formally with Hello.
And Bill.
And Bill. Well, he's just called Origin. He's the summon Origin in this game.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, he's just the summon.
Yeah, he's the summon Origin.
Okay, so yeah. So the Resistance are willing to join up with Hello.
Right. And then you go in. And end of disc 2.
There's more than 2 discs?
There's 3 discs.
What?
You thought I was close to being done. Not even close.
I really thought this game was almost over, and nope. It just keeps going.
Oh, yeah, it's a Final Fantasy. No, this is where the open world map
starts. It's very slow.
Wait, this is where you start getting the open world map.
Just now?
Just now.
God damn you, Final Fantasy. Also, half the characters are actually children.
Yep.
Yep.
Anyways, so end of disc 2, you put in disc 3.
Gotta wait for it to load.
Yeah, I'll wait for it to load.
Boop. All right.
Yeah, so...
A cutscene.
Oh, the cutscenes are way too long. We gotta skip this.
Okay, we're gonna miss the story then.
I don't... We're telling people the story.
Oh, wait. All right, we are. Okay, let's...
So, the beginning of disc 3 is you crossing the aisle.
Well, no, the beginning of disc 3 is like this war comes to a head. And
you're fighting.
And it becomes the, what would you call it? I guess the continental elections.
Yep.
Yeah. For who will rule the continent.
Who will rule the continent, exactly. Yeah. So, you're all fighting.
All the preliminaries are done.
You're going through all these battles. But you know that you can't defeat Troompit. He's just too powerful. So you have to find ancient magic relics.
Well, his followers are just so much more committed.
They're so much more committed.
They're so much more committed. They're all saying, "Make." Oh, we don't have the name of the country. Oh, no, it's Voteria. Make Voteria great again.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. So you have to go around collecting magical crystals because Final Fantasy.
I don't actually know if Final Fantasy is big in crystals as you think Final Fantasy is.
There's one game called
Crystal Chronicles.
Ready?
All right.
Crystal Chronicles.
Yeah.
Then there's the Warriors of Light. Guess what? They have to find crystals.
All right.
Final Fantasy 2, same deal.
Okay.
Final Fantasy 3, 4, I don't know, whatever. But Final Fantasy 10, there's crystals again.
Okay.
Final Fantasy 7, Materia are crystals.
Okay, fine. Final Fantasy likes crystals.
They do.
Okay, you have to find crystals.
Blah, 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 blah.
And the crystals are called voters.
No.
Oh, come on.
I'm shutting you down.
That was good.
I think...
You need voters.
How about the crystals are ballots?
Damn. Okay, that also works.
Yeah.
Because you're voters.
You're a voter.
They're ballots.
Exactly.
Okay.
You need to give voters the ballots so that they can show their true power.
That's a lot better, actually.
I know.
It's good.
So you go around and you collect these.
Yeah.
And then you get up and you beat Trump. But guess what? It's not the end of the game, Kevin!
Here's another form!
Well, actually, I was going to say that there's another shadowy, mysterious organization that was behind Trump.
Oh, of course. They are the lobbyists.
Yeah. Or, you know, big corporate. Mm. Let's say big corn, because big corn is actually horrible.
Big corn?
Big corn is a horrible organization.
Are they behind Trump?
They're behind Trump.
Okay, Trump. Trump.
Yeah, they're behind Trump.
Why can't I never do this correctly? It's Trump.
It's Trump.
It's Trump.
It's not that hard, Kevin.
No, it's not.
Just think 2 U's.
It doesn't spell with 2 U's, but think of it like it's spelled
with 2. Yeah, think of it like 2 U's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid Final Fantasy names.
And this is my son, Cloud. You named your child after an evaporated body of water?
And this is my other son, Zach. I mean, they weren't brothers in the game, but there is a character in the same game as Cloud. There's also Zack.
Yep.
Yes. Those games do the most of, like, here's a ridiculous character name, and this is Bob.
Hi there. I'm just going to paint a nice little happy bush here.
Ross. Yeah. I see where you went there.
Yeah.
This game has Tifa and Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
The most powerful magician in the world.
Actually, he's a jester.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. So you
still very powerful,
though. You beat Troomp.
All right.
But there's still this power, and guess what? It's corrupting hell.
The power's called, power's called racism. Hold on one second. Donald Trump's power comes from racism.
Yes.
Donald Trump's power comes from racism.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. He uses his summons. We'll talk about the mechanics after this.
We'll talk about the mechanics after this. Yeah. So they're corrupting now, and there's only one thing you can do. You have to go to their castle in the sky and defeat them.
Yeah, it's in the sky.
Yeah.
So you take your airship up.
Yeah, you take
your airship up. Get shot down.
Get shot down. You're stuck there now.
Yeah.
Can't go back.
No.
You don't have teleport magic. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're stuck on a castle in the sky.
Also, I will say, in this Final Fantasy game, there is no fast travel.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what makes the airship so important.
Exactly.
I guess. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, so you're in the castle in the sky.
Right, and you have to go through.
Fighting the shadow.
But guess what?
Fighting
all of your vanquished foes are there in shadow form. Because guess what? That's where the shadow beasts come from.
So hang on. Can I just make clear that the group that you're fighting is called Corporate Interests?
Yeah.
So
CI for short.
Yeah, CI, Corporate Interests.
Yeah.
Also called Psy.
Yeah.
Because it's soft C.
It's a soft C.
For once, it's a hard C, and it's Kai.
Not confusing at all.
No, this is the one time that a C is found in the game, and it's a hard C.
Yeah.
So they're Kai, also known as Corporate Interests.
Yep.
And you must defeat them in their castle in the sky. And so you said there's shadow forms of all the former...
everything that you fought before.
Everything you fought before. There's Rubio.
There's Rubio because you fought him at the wall.
Yeah. There's Ted Cruz.
There's Cruz. there's the giant spider.
Yeah, there's the giant spider.
There's the assassins you fought before.
Yeah.
There's everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody and their mom.
There's just a big-ass bird.
Oh, yeah.
Big-ass bird.
There's a dragon at some point.
Yeah, you fight a dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Summon Bahamut.
You summon Bahamut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And you get to the top of the tower, and guess what? Y'all die. They're too powerful for you.
Oh, this is sad.
It's sad. But it's okay. You know why? Because all the voters cast their ballots and bring you back to life.
Yay!
And then you have the real final battle.
Which is with a resurrected form of Troomp.
No, it's Troomp's corpse.
Yeah, animated by Kai.
Yeah. All of the shadowiness of Kai is in Troomp.
Yeah. So this is when he has six wings, no head.
Yeah, exactly.
But a wing coming out of his head.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is his final form.
And like three dongs, but they're covered by by cod pieces.
And just tiny hands.
Yeah.
Tiniest of hands. Just reaching for you.
No, each one of the hands, he has like seven arms with tiny hands. And each of the hands holds like a tiny orb that's like representative of the different elements.
But just tiny.
And lots of belts.
Lots of belts.
Yeah, and pouches.
So many belts and pouches.
Yeah.
So that is the story.
No, I'm not done
yet. Oh, you're not done? God damn it. This seems about right. Yeah, all right.
So then, beat him.
Yeah, beat him. Okay, so no, yeah, you beat him. Yeah.
Right?
I thought it was another character.
Credits roll, but it's Final Fantasy, so the credits are a giant cutscene that you cannot skim.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
So you go through.
Everyone's
and
staying
the
on an ocean side.
Well, the cutscene is actually you traveling back to your village.
Yeah.
And you walk across the blasted and scarred landscape of all that is left and realize that there, in fact, is no true winner because all died as redemption in the final battle.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And now all that's left is for all the voters to run the country themselves. In a true democracy. And rebuild from the scorched ashes of the past.
And then in 4 years, you do it again.
No, no, no. And then the credits end, but it's a modern Final Fantasy game. So it zooms out, and there's like a graveyard near your village, and it zooms in, and it's like Cruz's tombstone, and like an arm comes out. And then it's over, because okay. DLC.
Yeah. Final Fantasy never has DLC.
That's not true.
I don't think it does.
It's got to have DLC.
No, it doesn't.
I saw an article today that says that Final Fantasy 15
already
has a season pass.
Damn. Well, but none of them before had DLC. I mean, a lot of them before, but I mean, like, the Lightning thing, which are, I guess, would be the only next gen.
Well, there's Final Fantasy 14, but it's an MMO, so it's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird in terms of continuity.
But I guess they're gonna do DLC with 15. Well, they're all weird with continuity. They're all in different worlds.
Yeah.
That's why this one still works. Final Fantasy 16, politics.
Final Fantasy 16, AP.
With your hero. With
American
your,
politics
with
version.
With your hero, Cyrus Sanders.
Yeah, Cyrus Sanders. I like how we only named him and Sierra.
we're going to get through
it. Oh, I guess there was also the wolf.
Oh, yeah, Al Gore.
Al Gore.
Now, there is one thing, because every Final Fantasy game has this. It has the secret boss, the hardest one to beat.
Yeah.
Who is the secret boss of this game?
Putin.
On top of a bear.
Yeah.
Holding another bear on his
bear
shoulders.
Bear Calvary, and he's surrounded by
that's one of his
KGB agents.
That's one of his summons.
Bear Calvary. He's surrounded by KGB, but they are like automatons.
Clearly, yeah.
Yeah.
So the secret boss that you can only get by doing like a certain collection of things.
Yeah.
In just a
by finding
far away
all
area.
The summons.
You find him. He's like in a secret area north of your village.
Yeah.
And it's Putin.
It's Putin. Vladimir Putin. I will crush your tiny hearts.
And it took you like an hour to beat him, maybe more.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta have like re-raise up all the time because he has a bunch of instant death things.
And you gotta make sure that like you have the highest level weapons and everyone's limit breaks.
Yeah. Oh, by the way,
yeah.
In the game Bravely Default, which is Final Fantasy-ish, there's totally that dungeon where it's like super hard secret boss.
Yeah.
And guess how I beat it? I had a character switch to the Death Knight job. It gets stronger the weaker he is. And all three of my other characters were just either buffing his attack or re-raising him.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all. And then he would just be like, well, I have one HP. I'll time to do the attack that does the amount of damage of HP that I'm missing.
Yeah, that's one way that you that's one of the ways you can build a party is either you have like everyone has their own certain jobs or there's the champion version where you have a champion.
Yeah.
That person does things and everyone else's entire job is make that person better.
Yep. Cheese it. That's what I say.
Cheese it. Now we are running out of time. For this pitch session, Square Enix, be looking forward to hearing from you. Let's go into a little bit of the mechanics of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
Well, there's a job system.
Yeah, so it's a job system.
Well, and it does have classic jobs like warrior and thief.
So you have warrior, thief, I think...
Volunteer.
Volunteer.
Supporter.
Because you start as a voter.
Yeah.
Like, that's your initial job. And that's just like... Your character's...
That's your commoner class.
Yeah, your character's first job... is voter.
Yeah.
Sierra is a thief.
No, Sierra's a hunter.
There's a hunter, right. Sorry,
or
hunter.
Ranger, if you wanna.
Yeah. What other sort of things are there? I still think this should be social media. That's your spellcaster.
Technomancer?
Social media.
Yeah.
Yeah, social media.
Yeah, but we probably called it Technomancer.
Yeah, but I mean, like, in the general
thing,
like, that is a spellcasting class.
Yeah, well, that's your Technomancer, and then you're, like, instead of, like, black magic, says
social media. No, you know what social media is?
What?
They buff people. They buff and debuff.
You're right.
They buff you and debuff your enemies by manipulating social media.
Yeah. Zuckerberg, looking at you, Facebook.
All right, so you have voter, warrior, thief, hunter,
technomancer, white mage,
social
mage.
Media. The name of that job is social media.
That's not the title of a job.
Yes, it is. You are fine. Social media
expert. That works.
Yeah. Social media expert.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Though you can just be so like what do you do here? Oh, I'm social media. Mm-hmm. That's a job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're social
fundraiser.
Media.
You definitely have fundraiser as a class.
Fundraiser. Yeah. Fundraiser is also another buffer, but also can like do a little bit of dealing damage.
Yeah. And security.
Oh yeah, that's just like all damage. That's
security
like...
and Secret Service.
Well, so Hunter goes to Secret Service and Warrior goes to security.
Yeah, it's advanced classes.
Yeah, those are advanced classes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Warrior goes to security, Hunter goes to Secret Service.
Yeah, that makes complete
and
sense.
And Thief goes to fundraiser.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes complete sense to me.
Totally, yeah, that's how it works.
And there has to be the Dragoon class, because that's always in Phantom
There's
Fantasy.
A Dragoon.
There's a Dragoon with class lance. And a Summoner class.
So of all, this, oh, the Summoner is, what would that be called? Because, like, it's a...
Your booking advisor?
Yeah, no, yeah, it's a, yeah, your booking agent.
Yeah, booking agent.
Is yeah, the person in charge of booking.
Yeah.
Or your events planner. That's your Summoner.
It's definitely events planner.
Yeah, events planner is your Summoner. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, and now what sort of like heroes are we talking about? Because we obviously we have Cyrus.
Cyrus is the everyman.
Yeah.
No, I have a question. Is Cyrus a silent protagonist?
Yeah.
I think they would have to be.
Yeah.
We have Sierra.
But in this game, everyone's aware that they're not talking. Yeah. It's not that thing where it's like, oh, very good,
well,
Cyrus.
If it's anything like this podcast. Meta as fuck.
Yeah. Everyone's just like, Cyrus, why won't you say anything? Cyrus, please say something. There's
nod this, once for yes.
there's this subplot where like Bernie Sanders is really worried about his son not talking.
Yeah.
At like,
which is why he's pushing him out into the world so he can gain confidence.
Yeah, he's like
such a sweet story.
He's like 18 years old, has not said a word.
Yeah, yeah. So there's Sierra.
Yeah,
childhood friend.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's going to be some weird...
Well, there's Al Gore.
...sexual tension. There's Al Gore.
Wait, yeah, sorry.
Who is the oddball character for the first disc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like the red 13 and thing.
Yeah.
Where he's Al Gore's head in a jar on a wolf.
Yeah. There needs to be, like, different...
You have to have someone who's...
Well, so seeing as this is American politics, it would be all different subgroups.
Yeah.
As Trump calls them.
You would have a Jersey dwarf.
You would have a Jersey dwarf.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
you would there'd be a Jersey dwarf in your party.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that Trump wants wants everyone wants out.
Yeah. He'd be wearing a like t-shirts with different like social media slogans on them.
Yeah, and he keeps taking them off to fight.
Yeah.
But he leaves his sunglasses on.
Yeah. That's his limit break. Takes his shirt off, stuns everybody.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Yeah. So you would have a Jersey dwarf.
Yeah.
You would have, like, some sort of aquatic creature, some sort of flying creature, because it's the entire Trump campaign is all about pushing those who are different out.
Yeah, so you definitely would have, like, because usually those ones you're playing a whole bunch of, like, humans. This one's different, though. You're not just playing a whole bunch of, like... pretty people.
Yeah,
you're,
and you don't you're have playing the, there'd be a Moogle.
Yeah, you're getting those who are like
underfoot. There has to be a Chiboko knight too, by the way.
Someone who's rides a Chiboko?
Yeah. Chiboko?
Chiboko?
Chibokobo. Chiboko.
Heineken. Heineken.
Hadouken?
Heisenberg. Brian Cranston.
Okay.
Brian Mulroney.
Okay.
Mulroney.
Okay. I don't know what you're going for here.
I'm trying to bring it back around to politics.
Well, Brian Mulroney was a politician.
I'm trying to bring it back around to American politics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I lost in the middle there. I'm going to cut that. No one will know how much of a fool I am. All right. This game sounds terrible, actually.
That sounds like a Final Fantasy game, Kevin.
But that being said, Square Enix, we're waiting to hear from you.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe that's them. Maybe that's them. Maybe they're calling.
Hello, Square Enix. You're listening to our podcast live. How is that even possible? We already live in a security state. My God. Nope. I'm sorry. I won't give you my ideas for free. Good day to you, sir or madam. Or something else. Bye.
I guess there goes our video game publishing dreams. There's also no negotiation. It was like, no, we won't do it for free. And we're done. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You only get one chance, Square.
What a fickle world.
Fickle world indeed.
Anyway, I guess that was a waste of time.
No, it wasn't. It was great. Great fun.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's finish this up.
No, we really stayed on topic.
Oh, no, we did. No, we did really good for staying on topic. All right. Thank you for listening to The Third Space.
Yeah. If you enjoyed our comic stylings, I guess, please rate and review us on iTunes.
Yes, we would love to hear from you, and we love those 5-star reviews. They help people find us, which I think is the most important thing, is that you can spread this joy that we hopefully give
also,
you.
Also, if you ever make a joke referencing our show, people will know what it is.
Yeah, you won't.
Spread our show and you will become popular.
Yeah. That is a guarantee.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed popularity.
Asterisk, not guaranteed. You can find us on Twitter at Third Space Cast, and you can send us an email at thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. And I'll respond, even though I don't run the account.
I gave you the password to it.
Did you? I forget it.
All right.
That was a long time ago.
I sure it was. we also do have a website. You can get it at thirdspacepodcast.com.
That's right.
And the theme song. The theme song for Third Space is
Balrog Boogie
by Diablo Swing Orchestra.
Bam.
Bam.
Join us next time on Third Space, where the entire podcast will just be the sounds of Riverdance. Ha! Ha! Ta! Ta! See you next week.
Thrilling.